Okay, section number 5, Mr. Global picks Obama. It's always frustrating to me during the presidential elections to see that so many people still think it makes a difference and they don't understand they're picking. You know, it's almost like, do you want Mr. Global in a green suit or in a blue suit? The entrainment was just unbelievable. I do believe that essentially Obama got the nod at the Grove and it was Mr. Global who picked him. Romney refused Condoleezza Rice. And frankly, Obama, as someone with African-American lineage, is a much better face for global genocide. If you look at what the American war machine is doing globally, I just think that Obama is a much more effective face to front that machinery than Romney. I think one of the things that happened that really did Romney in was he refused Condoleezza Rice as a running mate. Good for him, but I think that did him in. I think Mr. Global wanted a better face for marketing global genocide and war. But I think the second thing was the Democrats can offer greater control at home. If you look at what needs to happen in the federal budget and the reengineering of retirement benefits and Medicaid and Medicare, invasive control is the order of the day if you're gonna cut people's financial benefits. So the Democrats are pushing climate change and control. They're pushing, invasive healthcare controls. They're now pushing gun control. They're implementing Basel III, tough on the banks, the rollout of the Dodd-Frank bill. We now have a new integration plan from HUD, which is an operational nightmare. It's the most it's the most Soviet thing you've ever seen. It's up on the blog. But the Democrats are pushing controls. The Democrats in California now have a supermajority, and that's important for turning the U.S. economy because California is the 800-pound gorilla. So you now have Democrats in the White House. Everything's going to be done to make it look like Obama has a mandate, which he doesn't. It was funny to see Shelby steaming out of the negotiations on the on the fiscal cliff the other day saying, the president won his election, but so did I. It was kind of funny. Part of the push for control is going to be extension of financial regulations globally. So the IRS is going to be going globally. We're going to see more war against Switzerland in 2013 and 2014, my guess. So if you have global accounts, you want to make sure you're not just in Switzerland, if at all possible. Time called man. Time announced that Obama was man of the year. I think that's trying to make his mandate look much bigger than it is. My favorite quote after the election was after Sandy Hook, I had one subscriber write to me and say that they had, a friend had posted this on Facebook, been going to the local gun shop for years. I've never seen it as busy as it was today. This is on December 20th. There must have been 70 people inside at two different times today. They told me the president is their employee of the year. All the reports of the gun sales were off the charts. But my question, part of coming clean, is seeing or getting a critical mass of people to look through the puppets and into the real controllers, and let's just pray that continues to happen.